Good morning, Facebook, and good morning, YouTube. Today is the 15th of August, Saturday morning. I hope that you're having a good day today. Hope you're having a good weekend so far. And we're told in Scripture that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It cometh down from the Father of lights, whom there is no shadow or turning. By grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. But at the same time, we are told to be perfect. Be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Hebrews 13:20 tells us the God of peace will make you perfect in every good work to do His will. But then again, we are told to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. But it says, for it is God which worketh in you to do, to will and to do of His good pleasure. But we're also told, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. I like this 2 Corinthians 3:5, this verse. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. A lot of people would say, well, Larry, that goes without saying that our sufficiency is of God. But some men try to proclaim that their sufficiency is of themselves, by their own decisions, by their own choices, by their own intelligence. Man is really full of himself. But we are to be proclaimers of the glory of God and the truth of God, found only in His Word. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. God has given Him a name that's greater than any name. The name of Jesus, every knee will bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Well, what does that mean? Jesus Christ is Lord. That means He's the sovereign King of the universe. That means that Christ, King of glory, is seated on His royal throne, the right hand of God. That means that He has all power in heaven and on earth. That means that He's put all things under His feet, including also the tares and the wheat. Well, do you believe in free will? Do you believe that you can just willy-nilly make any decision, choose anything you want, and shazam, it'll just come to fruition? Well, if you believe that, you're living in a cloud of unreality. Shazam. creation is a wonder of your mind. What is the nature of your relationship to your Creator? If you hold that you're created, if you believe that there's a Creator, what should be your relationship with your Creator? Can you actually have a relationship with your Creator? Well, the Bible says for His people that in Him we live and move and have our very being. What you believe comes from somewhere. Where do you get your beliefs, your ideas, and your thoughts? Is it merely a compilation of a universal mind? Thoughts and ideas and beliefs come from three sources: man, God, or Satan. Who are you listening to? How can we discern where our thoughts are coming from? Well, we have the Holy Spirit if we're one of God's people that's abiding within us, but we also have the Word of God. We've been born again by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is going to guide us into all truth. The person born again by the Spirit of God has been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. What a blessing to be a child of God. To know that our thoughts and ideas and our beliefs are now under the Master's control and are directed by God's Word, and we're not dead in our trespasses and sin and in bondage to Satan, the prince and the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. God is the proclaimer of truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out." Well, as we live our daily lives, we need to discern where our thoughts, our ideas, and our beliefs are coming from. We have prayer as a vehicle to commune with our Savior. And I believe in the power of prayer. When burdens are heavy and sore, for Christ Himself prayed to His Father when on the tree our sins He bore. I believe in the power of prayer. Christ did intercede for me. He giveth more grace when we cry out to Him and grants us His tender mercy. The origin of our faith comes from God Himself. We cannot drum up faith. There's a lot of people that believe that you have instantaneous power over your own faith. All faith comes from God. Hebrews 12:2 says that He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus came for one specific purpose into this cursed world And that specific purpose was he came to save his people from their sins. And he did it. He said on the cross, it is finished. The Bible says in John 3 that the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Christ said, you must be born again. We find in the Bible that there's a golden chain of salvation. In Romans 8:28, we're told that who he foreknew, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things are by Him. By Him all things consist. How long will the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? They deny creation in 6 days and make man the authority through Darwinian evolution. And even if they hold to a creator, they make him a puppet on their string. They affirm that man has their free will. Why do the heathen rage? The entire world seems to be going down the wrong path. But be encouraged, child of God. He is the sovereign King. And it won't be long until our journey is fulfilled. Our prayer to God should be, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And Jesus, my mediator, I plead to thee for rest. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. The Father has given you a name and I can lean upon your breast. Thanks for giving me my daily bread, both temporal and spiritual, and granting me forgiveness for those who trespass against me, and your forgiving me is always unequivocal, and protecting me from sin and causing me to be free. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Your tender kindness fails me never. May I proclaim your works throughout the earth so even the heathen can see your power cannot be severed. Well, around your throne, where we will be worshiping Christ and Christ alone. Are you in the majority as to what people believe? If you're in the majority, my friend, you're probably deceived. Are you more concerned about being accepted by your peers? If this is true, you're drinking satanic beers. The Bible teaches a totally different tract. Come out of the world, the worldly wolf pack. Put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and his evil band. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that find it. Just look at how many people are wearing masks. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, but the majority have been blinded. Can't see too well when you got on those masks. Evaluate what you believe, but pray first, my friend, because God is in control of your destiny and your latter end. One day it will matter when you stand before Him, either clothed in His righteousness or depending on your friends. The question is, where will they be then? Well, if you're weak and weary and heavy laden, I have good news for you. Jesus tells us in His Word for you to come to Him, and the only way you can come is as if you've been born again. When we think and ponder on these things, we find that if the Holy Spirit calls you, you will find yourself then on the narrow road that leads to life eternal, and this is a blessed abode. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be focused on Thee, for I know in myself there's nothing good that dwelleth in me. But I know that You died to save me from my sin and death. You became the perfect sacrifice, and through Your blood God's conditions were met. So with my words and thoughts may I ever thankful be and express to the world what You mean to me. For I had no hope at all until Your Holy Spirit breathed Your breath of life into this dead man and saved me for eternity. Oh, what suffering You went through when You died upon the cross, separated from Your Father, so my soul would not suffer loss. Thanksgiving and praise I must forever proclaim and honor and worship Your majestic name. Why You showed mercy and grace to the likes of me, an undeserving wretch, worthy of only hell, but with Your abounding love for which I cannot tell. You gave Your Son for me on the rugged tree to grant eternal life for a sinner like me. Thank You for paying the ultimate sacrifice and giving this sinner everlasting life. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us, who were dead in our trespasses and sin, to choose us before the creation of the world, before our life would even begin, to be adopted into His family from the beginning to the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing He did for you and me, to send His Son to die and redeem us for eternity? By shedding His precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and paid the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me, who deserve to die an eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell. But God gave His only Son, and now we sing thanks to Calvary, and with our souls, all things are well. A million years from now, we will still be praising Him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for you and me. If you're part of God's elect family, our praise will ring out for eternity. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer this weekend. And may we always proclaim that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, no shadow of turning. God bless.